then he shall not fear when he reaches his promised home. The wretched man does not know how long his waiting is, when, along with the hosts, the judgment is proclaimed. Where the devil stands there, condemned. He possesses in advance a rightful, well-earned reward, so that man, body, and soul is raised up gloriously. And he receives all things when he comes to his reward. Nor shall any wicked man thereafter seize the inheritance. When the heavenly horn shall have sounded, and the judge reveals himself to all who must awaken both the dead and the living, then with him comes the greatest host, so mighty that no one can oppose him. Then he shall come to the home prepared for him, his rightful inheritance. There the trumpet will sound as once foretold. Then angels will ride over the mountains, awaken the dead, summon them to judgment. Then every person must rise from the grave. They will be freed from earth and water. Yet his body must die so that he may fully atone for his guilt and be allotted his due according to his deeds. Then he who must rise again and be judged, both the dead and the living, stands there, while around him a multitude of angels gathers, a company of the good. The host is so vast that as many as remain on earth rise with it, so that no person may conceal anything. There hand shall speak, head shall testify. All wounds, truly, even to the fingernails, will declare what murder he committed among these people. There shall be no clever man so cunning that he can hide his secret sins, until all before the king is revealed and made known, so that he can atone through penance, fasting, and true contrition. Then the one who has earned reward shall possess it when he comes to his inheritance. Then shall the fiery cross be brought forth, where the holy Christ once hung. Then he opens the books which he received in human form, which he preserved through love for humankind.